I can tell you, Simone Biles' decision to dump out of the Olympics has been met with a lot of anger and a lot of vile comments, to say the least. Here's a woman who has performed on the world stage for a very long time, but she backed out and left her teammates hanging. They finished with a silver medal to the USA women's gymnastics team. The Russians came in, and if Biles had performed at all during the performance, they probably would have won gold. So, Biles said, it's mental health, not any injury, it's mental health. Once I came out here to compete, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself. The decision leaves the door wide open for the all-around, a title that was long considered a foregone conclusion. Rebecca Andrade of Brazil finished second to Biles during qualifying, followed by a team member. Let me see here. By a team member, Sunisa Lee. Grace McCallum, Gordon Childs are also going to be in the running, I suppose. And the Republic of China's Angelina Melnikova. I guess that's the Russian girl, excuse me. Anyhow, Simone, I'm surprised about the amount of venom aimed at Simone Biles, but being called a quitter, it's a terrible way to end what was an otherwise terrific career, but she did put the greatest of all time emblem on her leotard, right? Or whatever you would call that uniform. And as a result, well, when you call yourself the greatest of all time and go around bragging about it, not a good way to go, I suppose. Now, mask mandates are coming back, right? Mask mandates are on their way back in a lot of different places, vaccinated or unvaccinated. Now, I can be quite straight with you on this. That means a lot of people are not going to get vaccinated at all. Ones that were even considering it now will say, well, what's the point? And here's part of the problem. The administration, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the administration wants to blame Donald Trump and Republicans and anybody else they can think of for mask hesitancy, for vaccine hesitancy, for all of it. But the confusion starts with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who both said repeatedly during the campaign they were going to get the vaccine, not if it was Trump's vaccine. How could they trust it? Who's going to get it? Would you get it? They laid the groundwork for hesitancy on the vaccine. Secondly now, places like Iceland reimposing COVID restrictions because cases are surging. Here's what you need to know about Iceland. Just about everyone there is vaccinated. Just about all adults are vaccinated. More than 85% of the population above 16 are fully vaccinated. And yet cases are exploding in Iceland. And now they're putting in restrictions. This is a fully vaccinated country and cases are spiking. You figure it out. But I want you to hear this. Anthony Fauci, another guy that created great confusion because he contradicted himself over and over and over again. Bite 8, go.
People should not be walking around with masks.
Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective. And
but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
If, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It'd be one thing if that was different people saying it. It's the same guy. Back and forth, and it's like a ping pong game with himself, right? Dr. Anthony Fauci, the smartest man in the world, has no integrity at all. He has no value. Whatever he says has zero value, and that's why. That's why people don't listen to Anthony Fauci, because he says this, and then he says that, and then he says this again, and at some point people just say, who cares, all right? Here is some good news, though, for the companies that make the COVID vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and the others. At least 9 people, since the pandemic began, 9 have become billionaires as a result of the vaccine. See, so there is good news. You thought it was all bad news. 9 new billionaires. Thanks to the excessive profits pharmaceutical corporations with monopolies on COVID vaccines are making. That, according to the People's Vaccine Alliance, that sounds like a pretty conservative group. The People's Vaccine Alliance revealing that, let's see here. In addition, 8 existing billionaires who have extensive portfolios in the COVID-19 vaccine pharma corporations have seen their combined wealth increase $32 billion. Members include, the People's Vaccine Alliance, it includes such conservative groups as Global Justice Now, Oxfam, and UNAIDS. Analyzed the Forbes Rich List data to highlight the massive wealth being generated by a handful of people with the vaccines. Anna Marriott said, "What a testament to our collective failure to control this cruel disease that we quickly create new vaccine billionaires but totally fail to vaccinate the billions who desperately need to feel safe." Feel safe. See how she said that? Feel safe. But what about actually being safe? What about actually being safe? What about actual efficacy? But you do have 9 new billionaires out there. Which does pose the question, what's really going on? And I say, follow the money. Follow the money from those folks right back to the politicians they support. A, B, whew. There it is. All right, who do we have coming up on the program today? You know, I haven't paid much attention today. Pete Hoekstra will be here, former House Intel Committee Chair. He'll talk about what's going on with this January 6th committee. Well, the former congressman, don't miss it. It's coming up still on the Steve Gruber Show.